The French prime minister today defended thousands of job cuts at Airbus, but protests over the losses silenced three German plants in a backlash that could threaten recovery hopes. The Airbus plants were hit with walkouts a day after they announced 10,000 job cuts, including half from its own ranks and half from contractors to be carried out over 4 years. France will suffer worst with 4,300 job losses, while Germany will lose 3,700 jobs. Cuts will also be made in the UK and Spain. Katinka Bayrisch, chief economist at the Center for Economic Reform, told us how Europe was trying to deal with the problem of unemployment.
Unemployment in Europe, although it has fallen by a full percentage point, is still relatively high. And that, of course, is worrying because that means that a large number of our productive, potentially productive workers are not in the job and are not contributing to the economy. So what everybody is doing at the moment is they're looking towards those countries that have high employment rates, such as Denmark, but also the Netherlands and the UK and Finland, and they're asking, what are these countries doing right and what are we doing wrong?